Iraq's neighbors are watching today's election closely, and so far, reaction to the vote is mixed. Here's a quick sample of some headlines in the Arab press this morning. The new Iraq is born today, declares a newspaper in Abu Dhabi. Al Jazeera's website says Iraqis show mixed response to polls, and the Arab News in Saudi Arabia calls the vote a very historic moment and a much-needed victory for moderation. Rami Khoury is the executive editor of the Daily Star in Beirut, Lebanon, and he joins us once again on our program. He's in his office in Beirut. Rami, it's nice to talk to you again.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
Give us your take on today's election in Iraq.
Well, it's very exciting, and it's potentially historic, but it's way too early to tell what it really means. I think what we can say now is the obvious enthusiasm of the Iraqi people is a reaction to three basic things. One, they're saying that they don't want to go back to the old tyranny of the Saddam Hussein Ba'athist regime. Two, they want to stop the wave of terrorism and insecurity that they're living in. And three, they want to end the American-British military occupation and administration of their country. So I think we need to be very careful to understand that the enthusiasm is actually about all three of those things, including ending the American military presence. This is a vote to get back to a normal life, and this is, I think, all we can say right now. But it's exciting, it's potentially historic.
And what does that mean then for Iraq's neighbors? For example, should the Shia-led coalition lead the government, does it cause concern?
I think the fact that it's Shia-led is not necessarily relevant. I think there's been way too much emphasis, particularly in the American mass media, about Shias and Kurds and Sunnis. I mean, this is not about religion. This is really about power sharing and political governance systems. There are some concerns that people have about a Shia-led government that might be close to or influenced by Iran, but I don't think that concern is valid. This is not really about the religion, the Shiite religious tradition. The Shias are Iraqis, and they will act as Iraqis. I don't think the Iranian influence is going to be very strong. It's going to depend on how the new governance system in Iraq works, what kind of constitution they make, if it's inclusive, if everybody's involved, if it responds to people's identities and aspirations and rights. And it's really about political governance. If the government system is seen to be a fair and decent one, treats people with dignity in Iraq, Iraq will be stable and prosperous, and its neighbors will have nothing to worry about.
Now, what will you be looking for as the process of drafting a constitution goes forward?
I think I will be looking to see how the Iraqis strike the balance between the three issues that are primary in their mind, I think, which I would call security, sovereignty, and services. Security is to obviously stop the terrorism and stop the foreign military occupation. And I mean, the sovereignty and security are both of those two things. To live under their own government, controlling their lives in safety and stability and normalcy, and services, if they can get back to a situation where they can walk to school safely, have electricity and water, and work a normal job in safety. So I think they have to strike the balance between those three issues. And the sovereignty part of that requires a power-sharing constitutional governance system that is defined and implemented by all the Iraqi people together in the context of majority will and the protection of minority rights. I'm not worried about that. You know, the Iraqi people are the people in the whole world who have the most experience cumulatively and consecutively in governance. They have 5,000 years of experience of urban government. Nobody in the world has more experience than they do in this field. So, and they're very skilled people. Literally and figuratively, they've been dying for a chance to run their own country. And I think they will rise to the challenge as long as the foreign military occupation ends and they're given a chance to do it.
Rami Khoury is the executive editor of the Daily Star in Beirut, Lebanon. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.